Interesting story there that you just heard in the headlines with Jim Lau. We welcome in Bob Soucy from the broadcast booth at Gillette Stadium. He's brought to you by the Peterson School. The Peterson School has been teaching the trade since 1946. He's at the is at the forefront, that is, of today's changing world of offering remote learning and updated safe labs in Woburn, Westwood, and Worcester. Bob Soucy with us. And Bob, that story that I found interesting there was that hockey, the NHL, is looking to privately purchase vaccines for their entire league. And I wonder if we'll see more of that in professional sports or even in the NFL in the coming months.
Yeah, you know, the first thought that occurred to me when Jim read that line, read that news bulletin, how much would it cost? And you've got to think with the amount of money that the NFL, the NBA have been willing to spend, the NHL, respectively, and whether in their bubbles or in the case of the NFL, of course, outside the bubble, thus far in resources to try to play their seasons out, it certainly would be, I think, something that all the leagues would try to do.
Bob, let's be honest. Your first thought would be, would broadcasters be eligible for this? That was your first thought.
Or producers, Chris, because I don't have anything to do with the NHL, but the guy to my right certainly does. So I had to think, when I saw his reaction to Jim's reporting, I thought, I wonder if Mark is going to get a vaccine before the rest of us.
I want to ask you, you know, obviously we've heard your great calls from Super Bowl 53 as we've been doing this pregame. I mean, how much carryover do you think there is from that game to this one, and particularly with this point that Jared Goff has not played well at all against the Patriots in two contests. We gave you the numbers earlier. I'll do it again. Two games, 47.1% completion percentage, one TD, three INTs. He's taken eight sacks. His team has scored a total of 13 points and obviously only scored three in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway from that game for me is the pressure that they applied on Goff. They blitzed 16 times, I think, in that game. They got about as many pressures on Goff in that game. And Brian Flores this year in Week 8 for the Dolphins, I think, borrowed from that game plan, took out the game plan that he had for Super Bowl 53. They blitzed Goff 30 times and a lot of cover zero blitzes for the Dolphins in that game. And he turned it over four times with two interceptions and two fumbles lost. He's, I think, completed about 50% of his passes against pressure. He's turned the ball over more against pressure, even though the Rams have done some things to try to get away from what made them vulnerable to it in Super Bowl 53. They've tried to use more two tight end sets this year, and it was interesting last week. They used more two tight ends than three wides against Arizona in their win over the Cardinals. Some thinking maybe Sean McVay wanted to put that on tape for the Patriots going into this game. But, you know, the personnel has changed considerably for the Patriots, especially going back to Super Bowl 53. But I think the one constant is they affected Jared Goff. And I kind of discount the first game he played against the Pats. It was under Jeff Fisher and Rob Briones. And, you know, that team was just horrible and horribly coached. But he is a guy that, you know, when you watch him, to me, it still seems like you at times, and I hate to say the deer in the headlight looks from Jared Goff, but you get that a lot, I think, in certain situations. He struggled against San Francisco. I think he's had a tougher time against the AFC as well the last couple of years, teams that maybe play a different style than a lot of the teams the Rams go against in the NFC West.
We're talking with Bob Soucy, joining us from Foxborough tonight. Bob, in your mind, how much better is the Patriots' defense become as the year has gone on? I feel like they've cleaned up a lot of their issues. Tackling was a problem. Like, some of the simple things were problems early. But we've also seen the development of some young players. Josh Uche is a guy we've mentioned multiple times tonight. Chase Winovich has found his way into more playing time as the year has gone on. Adam Butler has had a great month. How much better is this defense now than what they were a couple of months ago?
I think it's a lot better, particularly because of some of those guys you mentioned in the front seven, starting with Adam Butler the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that I've wondered about with a particular style of defense the Patriots play with Bill Belichick, they scheme pressure. And when you don't have the kind of time they had in years past this year to prepare for the season, but also early in the season with a lot of young players, considering the turnover, when you look at the losses in the free agents, among the free agents, players traded, and to opt-outs, how significant it was for the Patriots with guys who typically apply pressure or are very pivotal in the front seven. Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, Dante Hightower, Danny Shelton, who was so good against the Rams in Super Bowl 53, one of those guys who left the organization this year. So you had less time on the practice field, and I don't mean to say that it's an excuse for this team, but I have to think it's a factor when you consider what we've seen the last couple of weeks with games and stunts and some of the things they have done schematically with their defensive front to try to get pressure without sending a lot of extra people. And I think that's going to be a key tonight when you talk about the Rams and defending L.A. with pressure, is exerting pressure on Goff and confusing him without necessarily dedicating extra rushers to get to him. And I think that's a big thing for me when you ask about improvement in the young guys, is time to learn the defense, a complicated defense, time to get on the practice field and get in game situations that are meaningful. And we've seen Uche respond favorably. I think Winovich has taken to a much more prominent role, and he's played well for this team the last couple of weeks. But I really believe it starts up front with guys like Adam Butler and the steadiness of Lawrence Guy.
All right, Bob, appreciate the time. Have a great call tonight.
Looking forward to it, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Bob Soucy joining us from the broadcast booth. He'll have the call of the game tonight, along with Zoe. Coming up next, The Reset, in case you've missed anything from Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. It's on the way on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.